everyone. Welcome back to Emergency Call Podcast. I'm Amanda.
Michelle.
Michelle feels funny today. Michelle's hungover. Michelle's drunk. Michelle's blacked out.
I'm not drunk.
Michelle's high.
I'm not high. I'm a bit hungover.
There's a lot to unpack today. No, there's really not. She just came into my apartment just acting, complaining, groaning, grunting.
I felt really nauseous this morning.
And then she like refused Pepto. Like thought like I was trying to feed her like fucking.
I don't like to take anything that's not gel coated. Like,
oh, well, guess what? I made her take it, and guess what? She said she feels better.
It's peppermint oils made me feel better.
Okay. So dramatic. But anyways, how was your week?
It was good.
What were you up to?
Nothing. What did I do this week? I worked. Guys, my life sucks. No, I'm trying to think what I did. I worked. I cleaned out Drew's closet and I made him clean out his whole room.
That's amazing.
His drawers, his closet. The kid was a goddamn mess.
Okay.
So we did that. I went to dinner last night. I watched the Ranger games all week. So that's it, really.
That sounds awesome.
I live a pretty low-key life.
What the fuck? So what was your rose and thorn
then? My thorn was that the Rangers lost twice to the Devils, and it really pissed me off because I was like, what am I watching? But then last night they came through and they won.
That's awesome.
I should have been at the Garden.
She's repping them today.
I am, because my hair is really gray and I can't be sitting here with
all right
gray roots. Fair enough. Me and my Rangers are... This Andrew didn't want it anymore. It was in his closet and he's like, I don't want this hat. I'm like, who the fuck doesn't want a Ranger hat?
Me and Drew.
This is so weird. How was your week?
Did you say your thorn?
My thorn, yeah. My rose was that they won last night.
Oh, wow. Everything's about the Rangers this week for you. Okay.
It's playoff season, baby.
Fair enough. Okay. My week was good. It was really chill. It was so rainy this week. So I just kind of stayed in. I had a city day with Kiara this week. That was fun. But other than that, I stayed inside and I like got everything together. I cleaned a lot, chilled. It was a good week and weekend. My rose and thorn. Let me think. What even happened this week? I like literally have like, my brain is such mush.
Happens to me all the time. I can't remember anything.
I have the worst memory of all
time.
I also
feel like I can't really hear myself.
I could hear when I put on your mic, and it is recording, so can you...
Okay. You had no roses
this
week?
Wait, hold on. I need to see what I... Okay, my rose was going to the city with Kiara. We had a fun day.
Nice.
And we went to a cute restaurant. It was called Soho Diner, I think. Yeah, it was so good. My thorn? I had a mental breakdown the other day.
That was a thorn?
Yeah, I guess that was my thorn, was having a mental breakdown. Yeah. What day was that? 3 days ago. Yeah, I had a mental breakdown. So that could be my thorn. Yeah, I wanted to die, so that was really fun for me. Yeah, but we've come a long way. I decided that I was gonna, you know, get my shit together and clean up, and now I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel again. So that's great news for
it's
me.
It's Mercury retrograde, it makes you cuckoo.
Yeah, that and mental illness, but it's okay. Yeah, so that was for sure the little thorn. But other than that, I don't know. This week turned around, so that's good.
Was it raining all week? I feel like this whole weekend was a wash, but the week...
No, yeah, it's just been raining this weekend, so I didn't go out or anything. It's raining as we speak right now. It's pouring. But I love it. Like, the rain... Oh, my God. I woke up yesterday, and it was pouring, and, like, it just... The rain was so calming, and then I went back to sleep, and Frankie was cuddling me, and it was just the best. Frankie's my cat. For anyone new, not a boy.
Yeah, the cat. Frankie's so cuddly.
So cuddly, so great.
She's right here right now.
Yeah, she's been so cuddly lately, so that's another rose. Oh my God, she's been such a cuddly little girl. But
that's cute.
I have a little story. Well, not a story, but a story of how we came to what we wanted to talk about today. It's kind of funny. Okay.
What's the story?
Why are you whispering? And why do you look like scared?
I don't know. What's the story?
I told you it literally yesterday. Anyways, yeah, I think she was drunk when I told her. No. Were you drunk?
What hour did you tell me it?
I don't know. This weekend, I was editing a YouTube video, and my computer was full storage. I could not edit this video on Friday. Like, it was taking me hours and hours and hours because the storage kept getting full. I don't really know. I was having technical difficulties, whatever. So I start going through, like, everything on my laptop, like, deleting so much shit, going through everything. And I come across these text messages with a guy that I dated, like, a few years ago. And he's not, like, the ex that I was public with. He's an ex that I didn't really post him at all, kind of. I posted him a couple times, but, like, no one really, like, knows about this ex. So him and I, like, started talking again after we broke up. And I found the messages of me ending things with him in 2020.
Or 2021.
No, it was 2020. And it was, like, before I was planning on moving to LA. Whatever. I found the messages of me ending things with him. Right. And it just made me just reminisce and, like, think back. Also, I was so mature in the message. I didn't remember it going down like that. But anyways, it just, like, made me, it brought me back to, like, that time in my life. And it brought me back to just a lot of things that have happened.
Right. You look like you're gonna cry.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Why would I cry?
I don't know.
Go on. Over this story that I'm telling?
I know, you look weird. Go on.
What? Why the fuck would I start crying?
Okay, so you go ahead. Keep going.
I'm about to, like, go into the fact that we're going to talk about homie hopping. I'm not going to cry.
Yeah, might. Go on.
No. Yeah, so I just was, like, thinking about just me dating in high school and shit. And I went and I texted my mom and I was like, should we talk about homie hopping this week? Because I feel like it's such a funny topic and shit happens. And sometimes you gotta homie hop. Sometimes it's just bound to happen. And I have a really funny, like, homie hopping experience myself that actually, like, you know what? I just want to clear my name.
Okay, first of all, it's also their issue, too. Like, if you're the girl and you're homie hopping, like, say, one specific friend group, like, when do they start getting blamed? Like, are they good friends to each other? Because how could you actually call each other friends?
Well, that's a great topic of discussion.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I know, like, two different friend groups from my hometown that, like, I know multiple girls that have, like, dated multiple guys in the same friend group, like, not just kissed or fucked, like, fully dated multiple guys in the same friend group.
I know
two specific friend groups, and it's so confusing. Like, I don't know. And it has happened more than once with more than one girl, like, they just like to share girls. It's so odd. But the guys let it happen. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do they say, like, we don't give a shit? Like, we just don't care enough about her, so do what you want? Or, like, these friends are, like, don't give a shit about each other? Because
I think...
isn't there, like, a bro code or what?
No. I think that guys are such bad friends to each other. Like, the amount of things I've experienced with guys just, like, shit-talking their friends or, like, trying to hook up with me even though I've dated their friend, and they'll be, like... oh, like, I don't care. Like,
I feel like
he doesn't need to know. Like,
have cared and said, like, I shouldn't be doing this. Like,
yeah, but it doesn't stop them. Mm. I have had so many experiences where I'm just like, damn, like, guys have no bro code. Because, like, any guy that any of my friends have even, like, liked for a second, I would never think about making any sort of move towards those guys. Like, they're completely off the table for me. I know girls that have done that too, but I mean, it just, whatever. But I feel like for me and, like, the friends that I have in my life right now, I know none of us would cross that line, but so many guys that I know do cross that line, and I'm not the only person that has experienced this. Like, I talk to my friends about it and they all are like, yeah, like, guys, like, give no fucks.
I know. Why though? Are they just not good friends?
Yeah, they're just not good friends, and they, like, it's so weird. I don't know. It's like that song, I'm Jesse's Girl. Yeah, it's Jesse's Girl IRL. So,
right.
I don't know. Have you ever homie hopped?
So, I, like, no, I don't think so. I'm trying to think. I don't think so. Like, I'm thinking of, like, guys I dated in high school, first of all. Like, no, I've never hooked up with their friends. Maybe one guy I dated after we broke up, I hooked up with some of his friends, but not, like, it's not somebody he hung out with all the time. Like, it wasn't part of his main group, let's say.
Okay, so it was his acquaintance.
No, I mean, but I know things that they've done with people I was supposedly friends with. So at that point, I didn't give a shit. Right, so you were
getting back at them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think I ever, I gotta think about it. I don't think so. I never went through a group of guys. Like, I never said, like, oh, you got, like, 10 guys are friends and, like, oh, I'm going to hook out with you tonight. Oh, maybe I'm going to go hook out with you.
Oh, my God. No. Okay. So, I have definitely homie hopped unintentionally. Like, I never meant to. And I was, like, younger at the time. Yeah. But it wasn't like I swapped them, like, back and forth. Like, it wasn't like that. I, like, dated multiple guys in, like, one friend group. And then there's another. You know what? We're going to start at the first friend group. There's two friend groups that this makes me sound so bad.
But listen, I got the ick right
now.
What?
You got the ick? You just said you got the ick? Okay, no, let me like go in depth. This podcast is going to get me in trouble. These guys are never going to want to be my friend ever again. Whatever. I don't care. No, okay. So there was one friend group initially. I talked to one guy from the friend group first.
Okay, but you guys were young.
Can I also say, yes, I was in eighth grade, but I also had a crush on someone that he was friends with. Like, at the same time, me and this guy were, like, talking, but he also was, like, talking to other girls. This was also very much in that, like, Ask FM era.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you know, you know. I was all up on fucking Ask FM. But, like, he would talk on Ask FM saying he liked me, but then he also liked this girl and he likes this girl.
Oh my God,
and then
he would tell
me too. He would be like, I like you, but I also like her and I also like her.
Okay, so you could, they were young and stupid. Yeah. And
so it wasn't a big deal that I liked him and his friend. Like, it really, it just wasn't.
Right.
So yeah, I liked two guys at the same time and they both happened to be friends. I was so young. It didn't like matter, you know?
You guys were young and immature.
Yeah. So then we end up going to high school. And I was still talking to the one guy. And then we ended up, like, ending things. I don't know. We stopped talking like that. And then I dated his best friend.
For a while.
For, like, 2 years. Yeah. So I was dating that. Or no. Wait. Wait. I missed a friend. Hold on. So I started talking again. I started talking again to the friend that I liked. Well, whatever. Does this make sense? I don't know.
I don't know. You're going in depth. I didn't know you were going to be going really in depth.
Well, not super. Okay, whatever. Started talking to the other guy. We ended up terribly. Terribly, terribly, terribly. He was so mean to me. We ended on terrible terms. He, like, cursed me out in the hallway at school. Like, mean. Like, whatever. So, we were on terrible terms.
That was the first time you dated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
so
that.
So, we were on terrible terms. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, fuck this guy. He's an asshole. I don't care if I ever speak to you again. So, we end. And then, I start liking their other friend, because these were like my best friends in high school. Like, I was really close with these people. They're who I hung out with.
Who was a very nice kid.
Okay, yes, but like, nice, these were the guy. People that I hung out with all the time. Like, I was really close with them all, so it was like easy for me to catch feelings for multiple of them. Like, it was whatever. So yeah, I start liking their other friend, who, yes, sweetest one, like, angel.
I would say he's the best out of all of them.
Yes, like, he is an amazing person. And I was obsessed with him. He wanted nothing to do with me. So that obviously made me want him more. So whatever. I just was chasing this kid for like so long. We end up dating for a very short amount of time. And
Amanda bugged out.
I don't even know. Yeah. I'm like super scared of commitment and like terrible.
He would have been a good boyfriend.
He would have been a good boyfriend, but some things happened that turned me off. I don't really know. It was stupid. I was young. I was literally in high school.
I know.
Young.
I know. I was
We end. I go back to the other friend who cursed me out in the school hallway, was not a good guy. Went back to him because I'm a fucking idiot. Go back to him. End up dating him for 2 years. Very toxic, very bad. It was good in the beginning. It was like chill, fun. We were fine in the beginning. Ended up being so toxic, so bad. I don't know why I did that. Yeah, we broke up. And then I ended up like going back to the friend. Oh my God. Yeah, just bad. Bad news. Rebound Amanda was crazy. Went back to the friend, whatever. So I like homie hopped this group a little bit. But like, I had relationships with all of the guys. Like, it wasn't like I just like hooked up with them for fun. Like, I genuinely had feelings for them. But yeah, safe to say, like, they're not as close as they were.
I also feel like the one that you went back to, not the one that you went back to and dated 2 years, but the one that, the nice one.
Yeah.
I also feel like every time you've gotten together with him, the timing was really bad too.
Yeah. I don't know, but that was my experience.
So, like, it wasn't like bad. You weren't being mean.
Yeah, no, no, no. Like, I genuinely liked him a lot.
No, I'm just saying, but it was always like you had just broken up with somebody and you were thinking about moving to LA. Like, that wasn't a good time.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So your timings were always really bad.
Yeah. So that was the guy that I, like, stumbled across the text messages and made me, like, think of all of this because he got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, I think you should apologize.
I have. Like, I think we're fine. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways, so, this is so embarrassing. So that was that friend group. There's another one friend group from high school that, like, everyone just, like, made out with all of them. Like, I never had a relationship with any of those guys. I literally have just made out with, I think, this entire friend group, which is disgusting. But, I mean, my hometown is kind of small and, like, everyone hooks up with each other. That's why I don't want to end up with somebody from my hometown because I know at least 35 girls that they have made out with. Like, that's actually so weird. I want somebody that I don't know anyone from their past because I don't want to know. I don't want to know what you did before me. I don't want to know the bitches that you... Not that girls are bitches, I'm just saying.
You just don't... I mean, whatever. You don't know what's going to happen in life, but...
Yeah, but, like, that bothers me.
Oh, get over it.
What? You want to be... I wouldn't want to be with somebody that I know, like, all the girls that they've slept with. What? Like, I went to high school.
I know everybody dad's been with.
Personally?
Yep.
Ew, I hate that. I hate that. Like, I don't want that. I want to pop out with a man that nobody's ever laid their eyes on.
Okay.
That's just what I feel personally.
Okay.
Anyways, my outlook on homie hopping, I think that I definitely, like, regret how I went about some things when I was younger in the homie hopping sense, because I do think that, like, it wasn't really worth it. And I think that I should have just, like, really sat and thought about it and picked which one I liked the best.
You
and,
also were young. You guys were young. I mean,
I don't
give
know.
Me a break.
I learned so much from
if
that.
If you're homie hopping in your, like, late 20s and 30s, I'm going to talk to you about this.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't.
Like, that's weird.
I haven't homie hopped, like, as of lately. Like, the last. Why did you just make that face? I haven't.
Okay.
Why are you acting like I have?
I don't know.
Have I?
Have you?
No. I haven't even been with anybody.
You haven't?
I have not homie hopped in, like, since this all happened. And I genuinely can say, like, I regret it a little bit. Like, I definitely made some bad decisions growing up. But I also think that it shaped me and made me learn lessons. And
okay.
Now, like, if I am going to date a guy, I need to decide, like, is this guy going to verbally abuse me?
I think you should meet his friends first and make sure none of them are hot. I know. Cause imagine you go on a date with a guy, right? Like, so you go on a date with a guy and you're like, oh, I think I like him. Let me go on a second date. You go on a second date and, like, then he's like, and then, like, the second date's good. And then the third date, he's like, you know, my friend's having a party. Like, you want to come? And you go and you walk in and you're like, whoa, he's got some hot friends.
Okay, see, I genuinely believe sometimes you need to meet people to meet their friends.
So that just brings you to...
No, I'm being so real. Okay, sometimes that does happen. Like, I've heard of situations where, like, a girl will go on a couple dates with a guy and then, like, she meets, like, his cousin. And
or
they're
his
just,
brother.
Yeah, and they're just a better match. And, like, the guy will speak at the wedding and be like... That, like, I met her,
no,
like,
for sure.
Like, they were a great match. Like, sometimes you don't mesh with somebody, and, like, that's chill.
But
and
their sibling or their best friend could be your perfect match. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know,
Yeah. I mean, there was a situation, like, maybe, like, a year ago, or a little over a year ago, where I was meeting up with this guy that I knew from, like, social media, and he brought his friend with him, and, like, they both were very good-looking guys. Like, I thought both of them were cute.
I can't think, but all right, go ahead.
I ended up, like, vibing more off the bat with his friend than I did with him.
Oh, totally just, know who you're talking about.
Yeah, just, like, conversation-wise. Right. Like, we just really hit it off.
Right.
And the guy that, like, I'm friends with, like, we're still friends to this day. Like, I love him so much. He's so cool. But he even said, he was like, you guys are really hitting it off. Like... Sometimes that should just happen.
No, sometimes it just
like
does
you
happen,
can't force a connection.
No, I know.
So, like, I don't know. Sometimes you meet the friend and
uh oh,
yeah. But, like, I think it is fucked up when you have, like, been in a relationship with a person and then you go and like date their friend. I think that that's like a little bit wrong. I've done it. But I will also say that when I did do that, I was really fucking hurt. And like the person that I did that to, like, he kind of deserved it. Like, he was not very nice. Like, he did some fucked up shit to me. So I was like, okay, well, guess what? I'm going to do date your fucking friend. That's so bad. I never said I wasn't petty. I never said that. I never claimed that. I never claimed to be not petty.
Listen, it is what it is, right?
It happens. Like, some, you know what? Get better friends if you don't want, you know? Like, get better friends. Like, if your friends aren't loyal, like, that's on you. I don't know. Like, I know for a fact that none of my friends,
I mean, would. Like, I have had girlfriends over the years. Like, I've gotten phone calls when I was dating someone being like, oh, your supposedly best friend last night was sleeping with your man. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. That's happened to me, too.
So I was like, well, now I'm going to hook up with the guy she likes. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. I mean, that has happened to me. I've had friends that were not loyal and did some shit.
If it was like now, like, I look back and I'm like, damn, I was so stupid. Like, why did I believe the what people were saying?
Wait, it wasn't true?
I don't know. And I never cared. Because I believe there's a little bit of truth behind everything that's told to you. Behind every rumor or every story, there's some sort of truth in there. So, you know what? I don't trust people.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people make up shit straight out of their ass.
But I was young. Like, when you're young and you're in high school, like, you just do stupid shit. Yeah. I look back now and think I definitely would have done things differently.
Oh, my God. I made the worst decisions ever when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. Like, I would get so drunk and I would embarrass myself. I would do the most embarrassing things. One time, oh my God, this is actually, like, this scenario haunts me.
Oh no.
Like, genuinely haunts me.
Which one? Tell me.
One time, I was, like, so fucked up. So, I had people over every weekend, like, in high school. My house was the
every
house.
Weekend. It was so loud. They used to blast the music.
Yeah. So one time, me and my friend Rachel decide that we just are going to black out. We're going to black out tonight. That's great. What we're going to do. No one else was. So we take a bunch of shots of Svedka. No one was home. Oh. Bunch of shots of Svedka, like, downing it. Like,
very
blacked
nice.
Out. Like, we are, like, I peed my pants before people got over. Like, I was, like,
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, like,
that,
I was, like, fucked up back.
Why would you do that? What grade were you in?
I don't know, like, sophomore?
You're such an idiot.
Yeah.
Where the hell was I?
I don't know. I have all of our guy friends over, everybody, and I'm standing with two guys that I have made out with both of them, dated both of them, really. I'm standing with both of them, and at this point, I'm not talking to either one of them. Okay, let's say that their names are Benny and George. Okay? I look at them, and I said, George is a better kisser than you.
No, you didn't. What is wrong with you?
A lot. Yeah. Oh, my God. Haunts me to this day. Like, actually, that's makes my skin crawl.
Make a public apology right now.
No, I honestly don't even feel bad.
He's I don't an know asshole. Who it was, but okay. That's just terrible.
So
but,
bad.
But you were drunk.
Obliterated at, like, 15 years old. Oh,
dude.
No, so embarrassing. So embarrassing. And you know what? At that, I would do anything to get, like, the balls that I had back then back, because I would do the most absurd shit at that age drunk, and the next day, zero anxiety, zero regrets. I would be like,
oh. All right, but you're also, like, gonna be 23 and you should be growing up and more mature and I don't know, maybe not blacking out.
I don't.
And telling people God's, you wake up with anxiety sometimes.
Well, I wake up with anxiety if I have one fucking cocktail now and I don't even do anything wrong. Like, I literally make zero bad decisions for the most part when I'm drunk nowadays, but anything will give me anxiety now. But it's crazy because back then I did things that actually should have sent me into a spiral.
Right.
And I would not even think twice. I'd be like, oh, yep, it's true. So
because you didn't care. You were young and just didn't care.
I didn't care about anything. I was so out of pocket. Like, high school me was like a demon, whole other bitch. Like, I was so crazy.
Well, I'm happy to know that you changed.
I know. I'm so glad that I'm not her anymore because she was she was chaotic. She
was fun, though.
She was fun. And I remember, like, at the time, I was making those decisions and I was like, this will be a good story time one day. Like, I love Tana Mojo. And so, like, I would watch her story times and I would do shit and be like, this will be a good story one day for YouTube. And here I am. Here I am. So I was kind of right. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, crazy. I did shit for the plot.
That's not normal.
I got experiences out of it. I got life lessons. Now I know what not to do. Now I'm just like a crazy cat lady that is just looking for a husband. But you know what? I think it's taking me so long to find a guy because I'm getting karma for being a kooky girl in high school. But you know what? Actually, I take that back because I don't know.
You said it last time. You're like, is it my, I don't know if it was on the podcast, but you said to me, you were like, is this my karma?
I mean, maybe a little bit, but I feel like at the time, whenever I made these like crazy decisions and like kind of did some fucked up shit, I always felt in my mind and in my heart that it was well deserved, right, to the guys that I did it to, because like they either really hurt my feelings, mm-hmm, or they just did some fucked up shit to me. So I would just like do something worse because, right, I'm better at revenge. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, Taylor Swift, Better Than Revenge, literally was like one of my fucking anthems growing up.
I just thought of her when you said, yeah, that. I just feel like lessons learned.
I think that
you grew up, move on, and don't homie hop.
No more homie hopping. Chapter,
unless
book,
it's something you can't
help. You know, I think that the book is closed on that, you know, friend group. I think that the book is actually closed on just my hometown men. I think that I'm never gonna look back. Sorry guys, I just can't. Like, I can't do it anymore. It's so bad. I just need, yeah, no.
Okay.
Anyway.
You never say never.
I say never.
Okay.
I absolutely, for a fucking fact, know that the person that I'm going to end up with
is not
somebody that I already know.
You probably don't know him.
I don't know him. Yeah. Because if I know him, God fucking help me.
Well, who knows? You know, you just don't know what, you know, life's ever going to bring you. Like, you really don't know.
I know, but I also am a witch. My intuition goes crazy. Mm-hmm. So I know that I haven't met
him. I know. That's why every time you show me a picture of a guy you've met on Raya, wherever the hell, and I'm like, I just know that.
Let me live. Okay. The guys that I match with on dating apps are solely just for shits and gigs. Like, I would like a little texting buddy, flirt with me, tell me I'm pretty. We don't have to get married. Like, it's not the end of the world. Also, most of the guys I talk to from Raya literally don't even live anywhere near me. Like, good, texting guys that live across the country. I'm like, hey, you live in LA?
So you haven't been asked out on a date where you're just like, oh, I'm so excited to go?
No, never.
Wow.
Never. Like, literally, maybe twice ever.
Aww.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
This wasn't supposed to be a pity episode. I'm fine. I'm literally fine. Like, I enjoy being single. I'm fine.
I know you are.
I'm literally so okay, but I just, yeah, I just wanted to.
But yeah, so, I mean, whatever with homie hopping, but I just kept thinking last night, I was like, when do these guys get blamed for doing it? Like,
no, literally.
Like, do these dudes ever turn around to their friends and say, you suck as a friend? Like, you should not have done that.
I mean, they should.
What's wrong with you?
It's funny because, so those three are the only ones that I've ever, like, dated and been with in that, right, friend group, but they're not the only ones that I've tried.
No, that's what I know.
Like, multiple other ones have, like, one begs to marry me to this day, mm-hmm, and begged to date me all throughout high school. Another one literally tried making out with me, and I was like, no, please, no. And then another one,
well, that's what I'm saying, like, me too. Do you think that if you have so too many friends?
That was the thing. That I used to think about in high school. Like, these guy friends are, like, the groups are huge.
Yeah, like, if there's a group of 20 guy friends.
Yeah. Like, geez, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, that is a lot. And, like, at the end of the day, you know,
how are you going to have 20 close friends?
A friend to all is a friend to none.
Exactly.
That's what I go with. And I feel like when you have so many friends like that, it's like, you can't possibly. No, they're not really all your true friends.
No, those are not all your true friends. I think maybe, like, three out of the whole group are your, like, genuine,
right,
close friends.
Right.
Like, Nick and Drew both have very small friend groups, and, mm-hmm, they would never do each other like that. Ever.
Your brothers with,
yeah,
their friends? No, they would never screw their friends over.
No, never.
Ever. But
they have groups of three friends, which is normal.
Right, because, like, they're very close with their friends, and they would never cross that.
Yeah, that boundary.
Never.
Because that's weird.
But they really are like value their friendships.
Yeah. Like if you genuinely would hook up with somebody that your friend has liked at any point in their life, has had true feelings for, you are not a good friend. Like you need to reevaluate your morals and your loyalty to your friends and the people in your life. The same thing
goes for girls.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Guys right now.
That's like, that's what I'm saying in general. Like that's so crazy to me. Like that's so weird. Weird energy. I don't like that. I think it's different if like they've hooked up once and they didn't like each other.
Right.
Whatever. That's not a big deal. Like I have guys that I've like made out with once that if my friend dated, I would be like, yeah, date him. Like I don't care. Right. But if it's somebody that like you know that your friend has genuinely liked and talked to for a long time, like why the fuck would you even want them? Like that's so weird. Mm. It's so weird. But I know girls that have 100% done that too. It's just like, some people just have no loyalty to the people around them.
But I think as you get older, I mean, high school is just one big fuck.
Okay? Yeah.
But then when you get older and you're in your 20s and let's say you're not married and you're single in your 30s, like, I don't know, maybe try to be a little bit more respectful to your friends. Obviously,
yeah, of course. I saw this TikTok the other day and it was this girl saying like things I regret like doing at my 2008 wedding or whatever. And she was showing like all the cringy like decor or whatever she did that she didn't like. The last slide was like having a backstabbing bitch as my bride's or as my maid of honor who ended up stealing my husband.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right? Like that's crazy that people do that shit.
People. Like, oh, I know. I know stories. People do that shit. Like people are fucking crazy.
Best friend's husband. Like, bitch. Like there's a million other fucking people in the sea. Like go get somebody else.
I mean. There's plenty of stories like that. It's crazy. It's
so messed up. Uh-huh. Like, that's a whole other level. Like, I feel like my homie hopping scenarios are, like, just silly. Like, I was not even fucking young. 18 yet. Like, yeah. I was young and I was immature and made bad decisions and hurt people's feelings because I was selfish and stupid and whatever. And obviously, I regret hurting certain people. Like, I would take it back if I could. Like, I hate that I've hurt people in that sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes me upset genuinely to this day. I will literally like be upset about the fact that I've hurt people romantically. The fact that somebody could like with their full chest like pull some shit like that like at a grown age.
People just don't care, you know? And or honestly, I'm not making excuses, but some people like their feelings get the best of them and whatever. I don't know, but how do you trust that person then?
What do you mean?
Like
the guy,
yeah, or the girl, like that girl was hooking up with you behind her best friend's back.
Yeah, I would never trust somebody like that.
You were cheating on your wife or fiance with her best friend. Like, how are you trusting each other at this point? How are you going to have a nice, normal, stable relationship without ever? That's not true. You're going to question forever what he's going out and doing.
They're both bad people.
Right, so. But they're never gonna, like, you can't start a relationship based on that shit.
No, that's so toxic. That's so bad. I don't know, that saying, what's that saying? You get them how you, or you lose them how you get them?
I mean, you can't, like, this girl that was sleeping with her friend's husband, let's say, he's gonna do that to her.
Yeah, like, clearly he's not a loyal person.
I just think start a relationship on, like, a good start, like, not, well, like, healthy.
Don't sleep with your best friend's husband. That's a starter.
That's a good one.
That's just something that just should never fucking happen. That's so out of pocket.
People don't care.
Yeah.
People are messed up.
That is something I've learned.
Selfish people, they just want to do what they want to do for themselves. They don't care about anybody else. That karma's going to be a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good.
I don't think I'm going to get karma for my fucking 17-year-old decisions.
I don't think so. I think you've spent so much time alone in the last, like, year and a half, I want to say. Longer. And what?
Like 2 years.
Or 2 years, whatever, that I think you've become so comfortable with yourself and so, like, good alone that it's gonna be hard for you to find someone that will complete that other.
100%. I feel like I've had so much time in the past, like, 2 years because I really have, like, just been completely by myself. And I've had a lot of time to, like, just reflect.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm, like, aware of things that I didn't like about myself in the past. And I've, like, changed those things. And I have been in a relationship where I didn't like the person that I was when I was in that relationship.
Right.
So now I know, like, I never want to be like that again. And I never want to accept something into my life that isn't going to like fulfill me or like add anything to my life, because mm-hmm. why should I? I'm good by myself now, and I only want to add a relationship into my life if it's going to add to my life and it's going to like
fulfill me. Well, that's what I mean. Me. Like somebody that's going to complete the other half.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's it.
So that's all. That's what I'm going to settle, or that's the only thing that's going to make me settle down, I guess, when I find that. I don't know. Did you see Alex Cooper got engaged?
I love her.
I love her so much.
She's so pretty and she's so funny and I love her and I think that they are so cute together.
So cute. Did you watch her episode about...
I didn't watch it yet.
It's so good. We'll watch it
later. Did he come on?
No, she... well, he came in for a second and like gave her a kiss, but...
I just recently saw a picture she posted
of... Yeah. There were like little clips of the engagement within the episode. It was so beautiful. He was so thoughtful. I want you to watch it yourself.
I like how she kept her relationship so private for so long and really built on that outside of social media, which she could have had him all over or whatever, but and now it's like she's in a good place.
She started the episode like saying his name. She like exposed it for the first time.
Yeah.
And the proposal was just so sweet. Aww. He's so thoughtful and like romantic, and it was just so cute. I literally cried. I cried watching Alex Cooper's engagement podcast.
Really?
I didn't even cry. I didn't even cry when people that I like know got engaged. I'm sitting over here like sobbing for Alex Cooper. I love her. I literally love her. So funny. Oh
no, she's great. And I was happy to see that.
Yeah, so cute. I feel like everybody right now is like getting engaged
or pregnant.
So many people are pregnant.
Why is everybody pregnant?
Everybody's pregnant right now. Like,
just had babies.
No, literally so many people. It's so wild. Like every social media person, every other one that I see is pregnant. Well, they're also
getting older too, the ones that are having the babies. I guess.
Some are my age that I've seen. And I'm like, oh my God, girl. Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, whatever's meant to be. But yeah, everything I send you, I'm like, this one's pregnant. This one's having a baby. Like, what the hell's going on?
It's like,
or just had a baby. This one just had a baby. This one's now pregnant. This one's like.
It's a baby boom.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? That was a thing, right? Baby boom?
Just don't find a guy right now.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's nice to see and it's so cute.
No, it's amazing for them. I just can't. It's so crazy.
Well, they're all getting older. I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's just my age group is...
People are going to start getting engaged. People are
going to... That's going to start stressing me out. When the people that are, like, in my life, like, my friends, start getting engaged and, like, pregnant and stuff, I'm going to be like, oh, shit, maybe I need to find somebody. That's what I'm going to start
being like. You can't base your timeline on someone else's, though.
No, I know.
Like, who really cares?
I know, but, like, I'm just saying, like, down the line a couple years from now, like, if all of the people in my life are engaged and I'm still single, I'm going to lose it.
Oh my gosh. But I feel like you want to meet somebody generically though.
So if
somebody slides into your DMs and asks you on a date, you wouldn't go?
No, I would.
That's fine. But like a dating site is not.
I mean, it's really whatever. Like, however, I don't give a fuck how I meet somebody. I just haven't. That's it. Like, I just don't care. I'm not like looking.
It's not your time.
I don't need to scroll through a dating app. Like, I have better things to do with my time.
Trust me. They scare me.
Yeah. I'm literally only on Raya just because like, sometimes I find cool people on there.
It's also hard, like, being... I hate that when I was younger, like, going to a bar and being in a bar and, like, meeting guys there, too. It's kind of weird.
I don't know. I don't care. I don't know. The other day, I was at a bar with my friends, and this guy, he kept, like... Okay, he would be, like, with one girl. Like, fully, like, looks like he's in love with her, making out with her in the middle of the bar.
What?
Like, literally, like, whole thing. Gets her number. Like, we're, like, inspecting. Gets the number, whatever. This girl leaves the bar. New girl. He's, like, flirting with a new girl, making out with a new girl, dancing with a new girl. She leaves. She leaves. New girl comes. He's with another girl. I literally was mind-boggled. I was like, oh, my God, I hate him.
He's not the guy that came up to you.
No. Oh. I was like, I hate this guy. Like, holy shit. So I'm walking. I was drunk. I'm walking to the bar to get another drink. I shove him.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know why I did that. I was so pissed because I felt bad for all these girls.
So you shoved him?
Yeah.
He was doing his own little drunk speed dates.
I know. I felt bad though for the girls because I could tell that they all like looked like so happy. Like they all probably went home.
Was he good looking?
Eh. Like no. I thought he was weird, but... He was, like, the tallest guy in there, so these girls were, like, losing it, I think. But...
Because he was tall?
Yeah, sometimes that makes them look better.
Okay.
But I just felt bad for all these girls because I feel like they probably went home and they were like, oh, I met this guy. He was great.
Well, and he met 20 others.
Yeah, he met so many. Like, he was, like, just on one. He was going, girl, next girl, this girl. I was like, holy shit, never seen anything like it. So I just felt like shoving him.
So you just walked up to the bar and shoved him out of the way?
No, I, like, shoved him from his back. Like, I hit into him.
And what did he say?
He didn't see me. I shoved his back.
Oh. He didn't turn around?
Emma was walking behind.
And he was so tall, he looked down?
Emma was walking behind me, and she said that he, like, gave her the dirtiest.
He thought it was her? Because he didn't see you down there. Because you're so little.
But I also, like, walked past him by the time he turned.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so funny. But I don't know. He just pissed me off.
Okay. It was none of your business.
I was drunk, and I just, like, felt like getting into a fight.
So you just felt like... You felt like... Oh, my God.
So I shoved him. What was he going to do? Hit me? And if he did, we would have a problem. So whatever.
Listen, I saw the episode of Jersey Shore when Snooki got hit.
That's true. That could have been me.
That guy lost his freaking job.
That could have been me. Oh, my God. Well, it wasn't.
Could you stop shoving people? And like, mind your business. Stop being bully.
I wasn't being a bully. He was.
He was just doing his own little speech.
I felt bad. I was sticking up for the girls. I had their back, even though they had no idea.
Did you see him actually getting their numbers?
Yes, I saw him literally, like, fully finessing every girl. He was, like, making out with them. He was annoying. I hated him. I literally hated him. And he was dressed, like, you could tell he thought that he was, like, the man. And I was like, you are not the man. You are getting shoved off your fucking high horse. And I'm going to push you off.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
He really irritated me.
Okay.
I don't know.
I see that.
I'm so fucking crazy. I'm a fun time to go out with, for sure.
Okay. I'm sure.
You gotta see it.
No. I'd be scared.
This episode is kooky. I just feel like airing out my business today.
So what did we get out of it? That you shouldn't homie hop?
I think homie hop when necessary. If a guy does you wrong, there's nothing wrong with getting him back. If his friends are trying to pursue you and he did you dirty, why not? And his friend's cute. Why fucking not make out with his friend or date his friend?
You're talking to high school girls right now and you're telling them, you know what?
Okay. If he truly did you wrong, let's say he cheated on you, he disrespected you, he was a bad guy, and then his nice friend wants to date you, sure. But don't fuck over the nice friend because they're going to be nice to you. So that's that. But be smarter. Try your best to choose the nice guy. It's hard, though, because they all seem nice in the beginning. They're all mm-hmm. putting on a show, and they seem great in the beginning, and then they end up being literalist fucking spawn of Satan, and they're terrible.
The spawn of Satan.
Yes. And they end up being terrible, and you get blindsided, but they only ever show those colors and the true side of themselves once you're already fucking locked in and they already got you fucking wrapped around their finger. That's when they start showing
them. Yeah, but you can always leave.
I know, but then it's hard because you're already wrapped in.
So oh, really?
Yes, it's difficult. So it's just this whole thing, but try your best to pick the nice guy. It's really difficult to figure out which one it is, though.
I think it's hard. It's easy to know.
No, it isn't. Because they all seem nice in the beginning. I'm telling you, it's hard. It's hard. You get whatever. Especially when you're younger. But I will say, homie hopping is acceptable under certain circumstances. But be nice and don't be too crazy. And sometimes homie hopping is not worth it. So you got to homie hop with caution.
Wait a second. You're sitting here giving full on advice and then said, homie hop with caution.
Yes, homie hop with caution because sometimes it's going to bite you in the ass.
Then how's the guy going to trust you? It comes back all...
Yeah, that was just like my high school era of like just being silly and like those were the people I was surrounded with and it was like I didn't have many options. Mm-hmm. So that was what happened in my life.
Okay.
It is what it is. It fucking happened. I can't take it back. Like certain people deserved certain fucking shit and I did what I did and I had to do what I had to do. And I don't know. My feelings, like when I start liking somebody, even if it's wrong,
mm-hmm.
like in that sense of like, I've been with their friend. Like I've never liked somebody that my friend has liked or anything like that. Like I would never do that. I would never even let myself do that. But like, let's say like for the homie hopping circumstance, like those were all my closest like guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
And when I start liking somebody, it's obviously easy to start liking somebody that you like hang out with all the time. And when I start liking somebody, that shit takes over my fucking life. So like, especially in high school, like I would get so wrapped up in whoever I liked, it would take over my every thought. So like, it was really hard for me to like not act on my feelings when I felt them because I really liked the people at the time. So like, I didn't homie hop with the intent of like, I'm gonna homie hop to ruin these people's days. Lives. I did it in lives, even. No, I'm kidding. I did it because I truly, in that moment, like I truly, truly liked those people. We all were young at the end of the day. We all were young, horny little teenagers. Like, that's really it at the end of the day.
Terrific.
Amazing. That's so great and fun for me to admit on the internet.
I mean, it's true though.
It is true. Like, whatever. At the end of the day, nothing's really that deep, but I do like regret certain things at certain times. But
yeah, I mean, I see that too.
Yeah, I mean, I just had fun. I had a fun little high school experience. So yeah, I don't know. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of me fucking airing out my fucking homie hopping tendencies.
Don't homie hop when you're getting older. Cut it out.
Yeah. Okay. Homie hopping, I think, is retired after like college. Like, I feel like I probably would have homie hopped in college. And I feel like that's acceptable. Like, if you're not dating them and you just like hook up with a couple guys that are friends, like whatever.
Right.
I feel like college, nothing's that deep. So like, once you graduate college, like,
cut it out. A lot of people find their like their person in college though.
I know, we talked about that last episode.
Never mind,
it ruined my day because I didn't go to college, and that's probably why I'm still single.
Oh, for the love. Okay,
all right, we're gonna wrap it up because Amanda has to pee.
All right,
I love you guys. Don't judge me too hard. I homie hopped on accident. Okay. Love you guys, and I love the homies if they're listening.
Homie hop with caution, please.
Homie hop with caution. Bye.
Goodbye.